Bible reading number 299, Acts 4 verses 32 through 37, and chapter 5 verses 1 through 11. The believers shared everything. The group of believers were joined in their hearts and they were united in spirit. No one in the group said that the things he had were his own. Instead, they shared everything. The apostles used great power to give evidence that the Lord Jesus has been raised from death. All of the believers felt very thankful for God's great blessings. They all received the things they needed. Everyone who owned fields or houses sold them. Then they brought the money and gave it to the apostles. Each person was given the things he needed. One of the believers was named Joseph. The apostles called him Barnabas. This name means a person who encourages others. He was a Levite, born in Cyprus. Joseph owned a field. He sold it and brought the money and gave it to the apostles. Ananias and Sapphira. There was a man named Ananias. His wife's name was Sapphira. Ananias sold some land which he had, and from the sale he gave some of the money to the apostles, but secretly he kept back part of the money for himself. His wife knew this. Peter asked him, "Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit. You misused the sale price of the land. Before you sold the field, it belonged to you. Even after you sold it, you could have used the money any way you wanted. Why did you think of doing this evil thing? You lied to God, not to men." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. Some young men came and wrapped up his body. Then they carried it out and buried it. Everyone who heard about this was filled with fear. About 3 hours later, the wife of Ananias came in, but she did not know what had happened to her husband. Peter said to her, "Tell me, how much money did you receive for your field? Was it this much?" Sapphira answered, "Yes, that was all we got for the field." Peter asked her, "Why did you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, do you hear those footsteps? The men who buried your husband are at the door. They will carry you out in the same way." At that moment, Sapphira fell down at Peter's feet and died. The young men came in and saw that she was dead. The men carried her out and buried her next to her husband. The entire congregation and all of the other people who heard about these things were filled with fear.